Is Anthony Pettis on the phone yet? He's there?
All right.
All right. Hello, Anthony.
Anthony.
Hey, what's up?
Well, you just wake up. It's not early or anything.
It is. It is for a fighter.
Just waking up and getting the day started, man. I mean, today is one of them days where you lay low. You got a weight cut coming up tomorrow. So kind of preserve your energy for that.
Really? No. Is this a big meditation day? You just sit at home and watch cartoons
No
and relax.
Food? Are you not eating?
I'm eating, but it's very minimal.
Oh, no.
Yeah, looking forward to this fight, UFC 164. It's Benson Henderson versus Anthony Pettis. This is the second time you guys have met. Now, I mean, they're showing the highlights from the first time you guys fought when you won a decision and took the WEC belt. And they're saying that this time around, it's going to be a little different because you're a completely different fighter. And in what way are you different? I mean, it's been 3 years. How's this going to be different?
Yeah, I mean, 3 years ago, I was only a kid, man. I just turned 26 years old, so I'm very mature in all aspects of my life now. I mean, going from 3 more years of experience, it's huge to any athlete. And I put my time in the gym. I trained every day. I put the work in, and it's going to show in this fight. My last two fights were only a minute and a half each, so the world actually hasn't seen how much better I've gotten. They've seen me fight for a minute and a half knockout, and now I'm here at the title shot. So I should get a chance to show the world how good I got.
Because you had such a great war for the belt before when you were victorious, and the highlight they're always showing is you doing that super Showtime ninja move off the cage and kicking Benson in the face. Is there any pressure on you to do some Showtime-y moves now? I mean, just to create another highlight reel, or you don't even think about that?
I don't even think about that. My fighting style is very flashy. It comes from my background of taekwondo, kickboxing, and boxing. So, I'm not the guy out there trying to, one-up myself. If it happens, it happens. If not, the only goal in my head right now is to get that belt.
Now, Anthony, I know you fought Benson Henderson before, but his last fight, when we watched that fight, this is how I think you take him, because I mean, not that I need to tell you, because, what do I know? But I noticed the last fight, Benson Henderson, he doesn't tie his hair back enough, so he spent the entire fight kind of like a chick fixing his hair. It was always like putting his hair behind his ears. Oh, put his hair's in his face. And you have these moments where both of his hands are putting his hair behind his ears, and that is your perfect opportunity. You just could kick him in his face because he's not guarding himself at all. He's too concerned with fixing his hair.
Have you thought about this?
That's how you take him, Anthony.
Anthony.
It's funny you say that. I mean, that's exactly what my coach said last night in our practice sessions. Like, every time he fixes his hair, punch him in the face.
Yes,
I'm tired of seeing him do that.
So I couldn't stand it.
Do your sparring partners wear big big wigs and stuff so you can actually work on that actually in the gym?
Practice, yeah.
Now you know what it's different fighting somebody with long hair. I mean, in the fight, I remember having to pull hair out of my mouth. It's disgusting.
Ew.
You know, like all over the place, and it's that hair that's disgusting.
At least Uriah braids his. Seriously, it's like, yeah. Get that crap out of here flying in with Benson.
You mentioned that because also on this card for that UFC 164 is fighter Clay Guida, and he has that mop on his head, and he's just
I don't get
sweaty
it.
And nasty. I can't imagine getting Clay Guida's hair in my mouth.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, when I fought Clay Guida, I remember after the fight, his hair had sand in it. It was disgusting. It was like sandy hair.
Like he came from the beach to go fight you?
Oh, yuck.
Fighting tactic, man.
Oh,
sand in his hair.
That is gross, yeah.
Now, when you said you've made MMA your lifestyle all the way down to your diet. When you want to have a cheat day on the diet, if you had like a fast food that you have to go out and have, what is it?
Cheeseburger, fries, and a Coke, man.
Mm.
The most normal thing ever, but you miss it so much. I mean, I can't eat fried food, and I can't have bread like that because it really fluctuates your weight, and soda's out of the question. So biggest cheat meal for me is cheeseburger, fries, and Coke.
So Saturday night, Anthony, after you win, that's what you're looking forward to?
Well, we'll see what time it is, but yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I don't eat McDonald's or any fast food. I need a good quality cheeseburger. Because
I was going to ask you if there was a franchise that you always went to.
Yeah.
Like In-N-Out.
No, you know what? I own my own sports bar, and we have some of the best burgers in Milwaukee. So
there you go, Sunday,
I like
then.
My spot is to eat my burgers.
Yeah.
Owning a sports bar, I mean, I've always had like a dream of owning a bar someday. Is it everything that every guy dreams of, or is it a super pain in the ass?
Super pain in the ass.
Never do it.
It's fun to go to the sports bar.
Great. I have some great partners, but it's a lot of work, man, and it's a very iffy business. When it's hot, it's hot, and when it's not, you know, you got to come out of pocket.
Well, I imagine with your success and fame and all that stuff, Showtime's going to do just fine.
Well, it's in the fight's in Milwaukee, so you're fighting in front of your home crowd. I mean, they're kind of setting it up for you to win. I mean, I do think that you're going to
hometown hero
walk right through Benson, and so yeah, you're fighting at home. They're setting it up for you to win. You have already beat him once, and is that kind of pressure that you have now? I mean, a lot of people are already counting it as a victory. Does the pressure affect you at all?
No, you know what? I'm still the underdog in this fight. I mean, you know, if you look at the media sources, you know, everybody's saying Benson Henderson's such a different fighter. His wrestling's going to be too much for Pettis. And I like that role. I mean, I like going in there as the guy that's supposed to lose because when I win, you know, everybody's
it is crazy,
shocked,
Anthony, because, I mean, your professional MMA record is 16-2, and even with a record like that, you're still considered the underdog.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. I mean, you know, well, you got a guy like Ben Henderson, you know, his last, you know, six fights, seven fights, all been decisions. So he's good at winning decisions. He's not very good at finishing people. And for me, I need to go out there and finish this guy. I can't let this go to the judges because he's one of the guys that fights for points.
Yeah, if I had to put money on it, I think that, Anthony Pettis is going to be the new champion.
All the way, yeah.
So, good luck. We will all be watching it. Like I said, it's UFC 164. It's on pay-per-view. It starts at 7 p.m. out here, Pacific time.
Can't wait.
Smooth Benson Henderson versus Anthony Showtime Pettis. Also on the card, heavyweights Frank Mir versus Josh Barnett. And I mentioned other featherweights, Chad Mendez versus Clay Guida. So Heidi, you can see Clay and see if you can see the sand falling out of his hair.
That's what I'll picture. I'll remember Anthony telling us that.
Anthony, good luck, man. Thank you so much for being on the show.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me on.
See Anthony.
Take care, yeah. I actually started my first radio gig was in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't even count it, though, because I was only there a month and I got fired. Imagine.
You're like a chick who doesn't count certain things.
Well, you know.
I don't count it. It didn't last very long.
I don't count it.
It didn't even last that long.
It was a one-night stand.
Yeah,
it was an urban station, Hot 102 in Milwaukee. WLUM. Yeah. Urban, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was the Ricky Smiley of Milwaukee. I was. If you watch Dish Nation at all. Yeah, watch Dish Nation. We're on there all week long on Fox 11 every weeknight at 6:30.
They're good people.
They are good people.
Mm-hmm.
Getting better every day.
Yeah.
So, be sure and check out Dish Nation every weeknight because we're on TV as well. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.